Well, the link between climate change and the horrendous bushfire season has been denied by a government MP in a fiery television interview. Backbencher Craig Kelly appeared on a British breakfast TV show where he was called a disgrace and told to wake up. For more, I'm joined by our political reporter, Stephanie Boris. Steph, it was a combative interview between the UK host Piers Morgan and backbencher Craig Kelly. What happened?
Well, Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly was invited to appear on British television to talk about the bushfires here in Australia. And during this interview on Good Morning Britain, Mr. Kelly said the suggestion that the federal government could have reduced the bushfire threat by reducing carbon emissions was nonsense. He then came under repeated questioning about the link between climate change and the bushfires, and it's a link he strongly denies. And that's despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison himself saying that climate change has impacted on the world's weather patterns, which in part has led to this bushfire crisis. But, however, that message from the Prime Minister has now been drowned out by Craig Kelly's performance on the international stage.
What causes the main thing of the fires is the build-up of the fuel on the ground and the drought. And if you look at our science, if you look at the long-term rainfall records in Australia, there is simply no trend. As CO2 has increased...
All right.
Stephanie, the Prime Minister has been under a lot of pressure to do more to combat climate change. So far, he's resisted. Is this interview going to embarrass the government?
Yeah, you're right there, Kim, in the sense that these fires are getting international attention and questions are being raised about whether the government is doing enough. Prime Minister Scott Morrison argues Australia is doing its bit to reduce emissions. However, that message he's trying to convey, not only just here in Australia, but also on an international stage, is being overshadowed by Craig Kelly because he is being called a senior politician by British media. He's not. He's a backbencher that many Australians probably don't even know, but in the end, it comes down to perception, and people overseas see an Australian politician and presume he's speaking on behalf of the Australian government, and that obviously isn't something that Scott Morrison would want. In fact, the Prime Minister actually banned him from appearing on ABC's Q&A program last year, giving you a bit of an indication on how little the PM wants his colleague to appear in the media. And Craig Kelly's performance on British TV has hardly helped the message to the world of how Australia is acting on climate change. This, Kim, I've got a bit of audio of how the interview ended. You'll now hear the commentator, Piers Morgan.
We appreciate you joining us. We've got to leave it there. I've just got to say, wake up.
Thank you.
Wake up. Climate change and global warming are real, and Australia right now is showing the entire world just how devastating it is. Mm. And for senior politicians in Australia to still pretend there's no connection is absolutely disgraceful.
As Laura Tobin might say, get your head out the sand.
Right. Well, Steph, you've spoken to Craig Kelly this morning. What's he had to say about this?
He stands by his decision to go on air, saying he had to defend the government, that the government was under attack for not doing enough on the bushfire crisis. He says that's not true. The government is doing and acting on a number of different measures when it comes to both climate and policy, with helping people on the ground now that have lost their homes or have still been evacuated from their homes. Many would say this interview, Kim, has done more harm than good, but speaking to Craig Kelly this morning, he insists it was the right move to go on international television.
Well, I just thought it just shows how hysterical things are in the UK. And there's some people that simply don't want to listen to the science. They've got their mind made up. And when they hear anything that contradicts their preconceived views, even if it's relating to the science, they just don't want to know.
Liberal MP Craig Kelly, and before him, our political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra.